Hello and welcome everyone. You're listening to Creating Your Dream Life Teleseminar. I am your host, Cecilia. Before we start out our call today, I want you to close your eyes. Imagine for a minute that you have a genie in a bottle that gives you the power to make whatever you desire appear in a puff of smoke. Whether it's your life mission, become financially free, have a loving relationship, living a dream home, travel all around the world, or have a fun and enjoyable career, or just experience an enlightened state of consciousness. Wouldn't that be great to have a power like that? The truth is, you do. On this call, our special guest, Jeffrey Oswald, is going to help you to discover the power you already have within you and utilize it to manifest your dream life. Jeffrey noticed his intuitive abilities at age of 16. Since then, he has been constantly learning how to tap into the highest human potentiality, which includes awakening our supernatural manifesting abilities. This ultimately led him to India, where at age of 25, he experienced a profound shift that directed him to his current spiritual path. Jeffrey speaks from a spiritual and metaphysical perspective that awakens and empowers people's hearts to know that anything is possible. He is a certified hypnotherapist, worked at a psychic hotline, and he's also the founder and creator of one of the world's biggest portals for spiritually enlightened information, enlightenedbeings.com. He has taught hundreds of thousands of people around the world how to access the true manifesting power through his 8 Habits Manifesting Routine. Welcome, Jeffrey. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I am doing great as well. Very excited for this call. You know, manifestation is one of our favorite topics. So how did you come to discover and develop this amazing work about manifestation?
Well, as you were saying about my experience in India, there was a spiritual awakening that happened where, if I could just describe maybe what a spiritual awakening for my experience was, is that the mind just went completely silent, and there was just this effervescent, pure consciousness, this divine, pure awareness that was just seeing into each moment of reality, and each moment of experience was just peering through me, and I was peering through it, and there was this awesome just devotion towards everything and everyone. That was just a natural, just love that came through me. And when that moment happened, it was like an atomic bomb that just cleared out all the clutter, all the problems, all the things that I was worried about, all the issues that I needed to solve in the world and my family and whatever, I mean, that the mind was just trying to chomp on. All of that was gone in like a millisecond. And what was left was this divine, just sweet, soft, pure essence, this awarenessness that was just connected like a thread through every atom and every molecule in this entire universe. And what's interesting is that this spiritual awakening brought in this download of information that allowed me to understand how to transmit this information about manifesting to the world, and how we are naturally these manifesting machines who whatever we think about is what we create, because at the very core, we are this pure soul, this conscious awareness that is truly tapped in to the most divine intelligence, the most amazing power, the most awesome creativity. And we have access to all this energy and information at every moment of our lives. And so when we're able to be aware of that, just create the understanding that this is who we truly are. We are not these limiting thoughts about who we aren't or who we should be or who we could be. We are this pure, unlimited potentiality. And from this state, manifesting is just natural. It's just whatever you think about is where you're sending energy. And so you're like a beacon, like a radio tower that has this magnetic quality to it, where you're sending out this idea of what you want in your life, and then all of a sudden it comes back to you in a form. Okay, it can come through a person, it can come through a radio, or it can come through, it's just a child on the street, it doesn't matter. The universe has millions and billions of different ways to communicate to us, and it does, and it finds its way to help us to realize this divine being that we actually are. And that's why we have this physical world around us, because we need the world around us to understand the power within us. Without this physical reality, we would not know this ability to change form, to attract. It's absolutely necessary in the world of manifesting. So manifesting does have a lot to do with physical things. If you want to attract your money, a soulmate, or better health, or a house, a car. So these are physical things in the physical world. And manifesting has to do with the inner world as well. So we are manifesting, say, a higher state of consciousness, or a higher state of mind, or more creativity, or more joy. So these are also things that we can manifest. And we just simply put our attention on those thoughts that are in alignment with those experiences. So let's say if you want to start feeling happier, all you do is you think about all the happiest moments of your life, and you just line them up one by one by one, and just think about them in the next 5 minutes, and all of a sudden you will feel this incredible feeling of joy inside you that is much bigger than you thought it would be, because it's compounding. You're adding them all together. And so we've manifested then that happy experience. So it can be the same thing as in the physical world. If you want to manifest a car, for example, a convertible, well, you think about what color you want that, and imagine yourself behind a steering wheel, and you're driving, and the wind is blowing in your hair, and you're listening to your favorite song. Okay, so you're actually compounding all of these ideas and these experiences, these sensations, together with the state of joy. And when you have so much joy inside you, and you're really, really feeling it in your inner world, the universe doesn't have a choice but to manifest it into your outer world. It has to, okay? If you hold on to it long enough, and they say it only really takes about 17 seconds before that, it's just sort of like a done deal, like the contract is written and signed and it's in the bank. So it's not that long a time to really play and enjoy yourself and what you're creating. It's just a matter of learning how to let go of the blocks, the negative ideas, the programming that you may have received from your parents or your grandparents or your neighbors or sisters or brothers or whoever that said, no, you can't manifest anything in this world, that you're a limiting being, you're a small child that was powerless. And so we grew up with these ideas that we were small and powerless, and perhaps that we didn't have a voice, that we weren't supposed to be seen by the world. And so all of these programs that we received as children, that we grew up, you know, thinking that we were small, limited, unable, not powerful, that they all have to be reversed. Okay, we have to let that pendulum swing to the other side. And that's basically why our soul signed up to have these experiences of being small, limited, powerless, broke, you know, feeling lack of energy, maybe feeling your health is not good. I mean, all of these negative experiences are just one side of the pendulum, okay, that allow you to push you to the other side. They actually, the universe causes the force of the swing of the pendulum to go to the other side, so that you start creating that opposite experience. And you'll get to a point in your life where you've manifested everything that your heart desires, okay? And this is something that happens naturally when you raise your manifesting vibration, okay? And this is something that I show and teach in my program, the Super Manifesting Program, is how to do this. And there's 8 habits. There's 8 secrets that you follow this formula, you are going to raise your frequency. And all your thoughts and desires are going to show up. They have to show up because your vibration is so high. Okay? So as far as just allowing yourself to move into a higher vibration, it really just takes a willingness to let go of your lower feelings, the lower vibration, the lower sense of unworthiness or the sense of, you know, desperation or poverty or whatever the lacking feeling is inside, that you go into it, you move through it, and then you transcend it, you let it go. Okay? And this is how we raise our frequency. We can't really cut out and push away anything negative in this world and expect that it's not going to come back in some form. Okay? That everything has its reason, its purpose. And, you know, every wound, every trauma, every experience that we've had in our lives that has been challenging, it's like manure that is, you know, for the soil, for your soul, in the soil of your soul to make you grow. And it brings out this higher awareness. And it's like this blossoming lotus flower from the mud. And so you come out of the mud of the deepest, darkest parts of your being. And that's where the rootedness of manifesting happens in your life. That's where you really start to see that whatever you think about is creating your reality, and you can have anything you want because you're grounded in the muck. You're grounded in your deepest, darkest parts, and you're okay with it. You're saying, you know what, this is okay too. I needed this darkness to find the lightness. I needed this heavy, hard time of feeling isolated and desperate and lonely to find a time where I can really be connected with people, to be happy again, to feel a sense of oneness with the community. And so, again, the pendulum of life always swings. It's the most amazing thing. It's going to swing no matter what. It's just whether are you going to be caught in the mind that says it's attached to the swinging, it's trying to resist the swinging of the pendulum, it's trying to control the swinging of the pendulum, or are you just going to go with the flow and let the pendulum naturally swing? So this is life. You know, life is going to swing you from one extreme to the other. And when you raise your vibration, you open yourself, you move into your blocks, and you get clear on what you want, you are going to manifest whatever it is that your heart desires. It's guaranteed. You are a manifesting machine. You can't do anything else. So if you're focusing on always what you don't want in life, you know, that's exactly what you're going to manifest, is what you don't want. So it's really about being aware of where you're putting your attention in each moment. It's really simple. And just being aware also that the pendulum is naturally swinging towards the opposite extreme. So if you've had a life of getting everything that you want, you know, guess what life's going to present to you? It's just going to give you the challenge of what it's like to be happy in getting everything that you don't want. Okay? It's going to challenge you to say, can you be satisfied? Can you be peaceful with not receiving everything that you want? That your ego isn't always in charge, isn't always running the show, isn't always get what it wants when it wants it. So the pendulum of life is very tricky. So we just have to really be conscious of what our experience is in each moment and surrender completely to it. And when you do this, your manifesting vibration naturally escalates. And you automatically just ascend to the highest level of your possible level of consciousness that you're able to get at this moment of your life. And it's basically as high as you can imagine. So, however, if you can imagine what the highest being that in your history of whoever you know, a Jesus, Buddha, Christ, or Mahavira, or whoever it is that you believe is the highest consciousness, if you can open yourself up to that highest place, then that becomes your doorway to the divine, your personal access code, basically, that you can feel in your body and you can have inside your mind, that will open you up to that highest place where it's sort of like an automatic you know, pilot system that just sort of takes flight on its own and just guides you through life, and you can just relax and enjoy the ride. You don't have to struggle so much, because, you know, often, you know, we try to overmanage our lives, and we don't necessarily listen to our highest self, our highest consciousness. We're not necessarily tuned into that highest of trust or love or connection to source or truth or a sense of really coming home to ourselves. And so it's from this highest vibration that we can just relax and enjoy the ride and see how things naturally unfold on their own accord. The pendulum naturally swings, and you naturally manifest whatever it is that's inside you, because the universe already knows. Okay, the universe is very, very aware of what your desires are. You don't have to say them. It's psychically tuned into this. And the universe is very alive. I mean, it's a conscious being. It's a conscious energy. The God source is in everything and everyone. It's in every atom. It's all around you. It's the matrix of the holographic universe. It's what we're part of. And so for us to just surrender to this trust that the universe is listening, and it's listening to your doubts and your fears and your disbeliefs as well. And so if you're, you know, throwing your energy and the fear of what you don't want, then it's going to give you that back and say, yeah, okay, well, here, we're going to give you some more of what you don't want, because that's what you're investing your focus in, your energy in. And so it's basically just giving you like a boomerang. What you're throwing out is what you get back. And it's just, the more aware you can become, the higher you can raise your consciousness, your vibration, then you sort of burn through the cobwebs that the mind is sort of trapped in, these patterns and pathways of thinking that you call it karma, that these patterns that you just tend to, you know, react a certain way with our mom or with our dad, and sort of these reactions that we don't even know why we react this way. But the more that we can become conscious and clear inside, then we actually can meet mom and dad or whoever it is from a place of love, from a place of understanding, from a place of just open heart, clear communication. And this is where things really shift, where you can meet everyone in the world from this higher awareness, okay, where it's just really clear and honest, true communication that has nothing to do with what happened when you were 6 years old or five or whatever, that there's just a real seeing clearly of who they are and who you are. And this is a very deep-rooted aspect of manifesting, because it's often those belief systems and relationships we have with our parents and in our childhood and whoever that we grew up with that create these ideas about who we are. And so when we work on ourselves and we go inside and we heal all those wounded parts inside of ourselves, and we say, you know, you are lovable too. This little child inside of you that's yearning for a hug, you know, that part is absolutely lovable just as it is. And if you just keep holding yourself, helping yourself, healing yourself, just bringing in the self-love, you'll see that escalates your vibration. You become a much bigger manifesting radio tower that can reach a huge portion of vibration of the world, where you can create anything you want much, much easier and much faster. So, you know, the deeper we can go, the higher we can go. You know, the more you can allow yourself to cry hard, you can laugh even harder. So it's again, that pendulum of life just swings on its own accord. And it's just you just going with it and saying, hey, this is where life has swung me today, and I'm just going with it. I am totally one with the flow of my life. And maybe it's a negative flow. Okay, well, let's go with that negativity until we come through to the other side. Okay, and sometimes that's, I think, one of the hardest things for people is to learn how to become detached from a negative experience. Okay, we're all given negative experiences in life, every single one of us. Okay, And there's not one human being on this planet that does not have some form of negative feelings, thoughts, energy, emotion, memories. Okay, so all this negativity, it is manure. It is useful to grow this new garden. Okay, and so we have to utilize it. It is the darkness that creates the light. The lightness comes out of the darkness, right? The sun wouldn't have a place to shine unless it had this empty universe, right? And so we need the emptiness inside of us, that this dark hole that we want to fill with, you know, food, TV, sex, whatever it is that just fills us, and then we become empty again. You know, all these addictions, they create a deeper hole. And so we want to fill this hole with self-love, with awareness, with a sense of I'm worthy, I'm good enough, I'm okay as I am. And when you start this self-healing process, all of a sudden you see that you feel worthy of your desires, whatever it is that you want. Okay? But these are all techniques and things that you can do to raise your manifesting vibration. And this is all part of the super manifesting package, is learning exactly what it is, these actual manifesting meditations or techniques that will escalate your vibration, okay, to help you set a strong, specific intention. You know, how to do that. I mean, that's one of the key elements of learning how to manifest. Because if you set a weak intention, you're going to get weak results. Okay, so it's learning how to dig deeper inside, learning how to become detached from the outcome. Not if you're attached to having to have things show up a certain way, then you are like having a closed fist around your future. And your future is going to be limited. It's going to be small. Small are going to be these joys and these ecstasies. Okay? We don't want a small ecstasy in your future. We want a very large ecstasy, a feeling of complete, unlimited, radical joy and radical freedom. And so we have to let go of attachment to how we think the future is going to show up, okay, and just trust. And this is an essential key as far as learning how to become a super manifesting being. Because we naturally are manifestors, okay? Everyone's manifesting. It's just, are you really aligned with your high potentiality? Or are you ignoring it? Are you setting that aside? Are you pretending that you are a victim to your life? Are you staying in a job that you don't like because you don't think that you can create something better? Okay? So think about that as far as being with your relationships. You know, you can move forward and through to the other side and creating whatever it is in with the person you're with the job, with the money situation, with your health, with whatever you want in your future. All of this is available when you understand how to move deeper inside yourself. When you set that intention to dive inside of this experience right here, right now, because this experience that you're having right here, this is the one that the universe is giving you, that is the golden key. It has the golden doorway that opens up the next doorway, that opens up the next doorway, okay, until finally you get to the gold mine. It's at the very bottom, okay? So there's some digging that we need to do to get through the layers of negative thinking of the mind that says, you know, you can't do it. You're not able. You're just human. You know, you're not divine. You know, there's no way that you can create anything that you want. And there's all sorts of negative thoughts that come in. And so you just need to translate those. It's just like translating to a different language. And this is more about the language of lightness, of playfulness, of exploring, of being childlike, of just experimenting with life and saying, you know, perhaps it is possible. Perhaps we are manifesting beings that can create anything we want. It's a possibility. If you just hold that one little seed, a little mustard seed of possibility, and say, yeah, it just might be possible. What he's saying just might be true. And you just hold on to that seed for the next 3 days and just keep letting it regurgitate inside you, that possibility, you're going to start to feel it. And once you start to feel that it's a possibility that you can manifest anything you want, right? Watch out. Because the universe is going to start to deliver you what you want. Because you're opening yourself up to receiving again. Okay, you're not shutting down. So, you know, we are the masters of our world, and we are also the students in each moment. You know, we are the ones who are here to surrender to life in each moment, and we do have a finger on the steering wheel. And if you have more than one finger, you might be controlling your life too much. You might not be trusting your life enough. You might not be trusting that the universe is really listening to what you want and tuned in to your magical sensation of your body, that you are this powerful radio tower that is constantly sending out this frequency. So you know, one thing you can try right now is just to think about one thing that you want to manifest in the next 30, 60, or 90 days, and just imagine that it already happened. Okay, it happened yesterday. And now feel that excitement, that feeling that it just happened, that you already did it, and that you woke up this morning jumping for joy that you created that one thing that you've always wanted. And you're living your day right now with this excitement, this joy, this empowered feeling that you did it. Okay? Let that sink into your body as deeply as you possibly can. That feeling of, I did it. I accomplished it. I'm successful at this. I achieved my goal. And now I can relax. Okay? Now I'm lovable. Now I'm worthy. Now I'm rich enough. I'm happy enough, whatever it is that you want, you did it, okay? Let that deep, deep relaxation come through you, but it's already done. This is huge. This is how you will stop the mind from worrying and chattering and trying to create what you want. When you really relax into the feeling of, it's already done, it already happened. And it feels so good to be so satisfied here. I just can just celebrate my life and relax. And you notice at this place, there's no fear. There's no worry. There's no doubt. There's no lack of love. There's a feeling of fulfillment. Okay? And this is one of the most powerful places to live your life. It's in this place that you are already whole and complete as you are already fulfilled as you are, just the way you are, okay? And so the mind needs to let go of all of its habits of judging you, criticizing you, hating you, whatever it needs to do to compensate for its lack of security. It's afraid of feeling secure, because once you feel secure in yourself, the mind is out of a job. The ego doesn't have anything to do. It's unemployed. It's like, okay, well, now what I do? I have to create another problem. And so it's terrified of security. And so the only true security comes from inner peace. It doesn't come through attaining anything, money or possessions or anything. That can all be taken away in an instant. Okay? Find what cannot be taken away. Okay, what is that? That nobody can take away from you. Whatever that is where security exists. Okay, everything else is going to give you insecurity, a sense of instability. Okay, you're not going to feel rooted in your body, in your heart, in your being, in your mind. You're going to feel unstable if you don't have an access point to that which never changes. Okay, what is that thing that is constantly here now? Right? And it's really simple. It's basically just dropping in to this presence, this awareness, this divine conscious presence that is you. And it's always here. It's always watching, always listening, always aware. And this is who you are. And this never changes. It doesn't get high or low. It doesn't go in or out. Right? the sun is always on, even if the clouds are in the way, or even if it's nighttime on the other side of the world, it's daytime, always. Always the sun is shining. And so your awareness is always on. It's never off. And this is the thing that never changes. And this is the only place you'll find peace. This is the only place in this world that you'll find security. Because everything will come and go. Everything you try to hold on to, and your bank account, your relationships, the ideal mate, the ideal job, whatever it is that you dream of, all of that is going to come and go. Okay? Find what doesn't come and go and stay there. Dwell there. This is where you're going to escalate your consciousness and your manifesting vibration through the roof. And it's amazing what happens. All the blocks, all the fears, all the limitations that you thought you had, they don't have any chance. There's no way that they can win when they meet with this fire of your awareness. Because this fire of awareness burns through every thought. Every thought doesn't have a chance because it's the awareness that is aware of the thought. It's behind it. It's the container. It's like the, you know, if you look out in outer space, all this space that we're all floating in, all these planets and suns and stars, we're all floating in space. It's what holds everything together. And without it, where would we exist? Okay, so this awareness is the most important thing to pay attention to and bring your attention into, because it allows you to become the master of your life. And when you can make this your God, more important than any idea of what God is, then you'll find that you become the God that you are, that you become the manifesting being that you are. You can create anything you want in this place. That you become unstoppable in your life. And whatever it is that your heart desires, because it's okay. Whatever you want is okay. You know, the universe is big enough. It's a huge playground. And it's big enough to contain everybody's desires, no matter how crazy they are and how wrong they are. The universe allows for them. Right? I mean, look at history. It already has. It allowed the worst and the best to already occur. And so it's going to continue allowing humanity to play itself out and all its desires. And so for you, let it be the same. Whatever it is that you desire, there's room for it. There's plenty of room for it. So give yourself room. Okay? Allow yourself to relax into this sense of spaciousness, of timelessness, that this awareness brings, that this pure conscious place where you're so aware that you're aware and you're relaxed in this awareness. That's the key. Because if you're trying to be aware, you're still using the mind. This has nothing to do with the mind. This is about transcending the mind. This is about letting go of the mind. This is about leaving the mind behind. Okay, yeah, the mind's great for imagining things, for manifesting what you want, putting your order in. What do you want? That's, the mind is perfect for that. But as far as you getting what you want, you have to let go of the mind. Right? If the mind's here wanting something or imagining something, how are you going to be able to receive whatever it is? If you're receiving a hug, and your mind's thinking about, oh, am I hugging right? Am I receiving the hug right? You're not actually in the hug. Right? So this is about really letting go. Okay? And that's where life starts to get really magical, is when you can let go of the mind and all the chattering in the mind and drop into this highest place, the freedom of joy, of your spiritual connection to Source.
Jeffrey, you brought up so many, you know, so many, many interesting points. I just have to interrupt here. So you talk about, you know, raise our vibration, really help us to manifest things we want. Is there any way we can sort of, you know, be aware of where we are and also how far away we are from the things we want to manifest. Like, if the vibration works like a radio wave, is there something like a number or, you know, any kind of indication can help us identify where we are, and we know where we want to be to help us figure out, you know, how big the gap?
Sure, yeah. I mean, you can check with your family and friends around you and ask them how you're doing. You know, ask for personal feedback. Well, how do you experience me? Do you experience me as being light and free and playful, or do you experience me as being heavy and burdens and you know, dark and depressing, right? And that'll show you how your vibration is, right? And you can also check inside your own heart and say, well, if my heart was a trust valve, like with the feeling of trust, how much do I trust myself, the universe, and everyone in it, right? You can just see on the scale from 1 to 10, or 1 to 100 even, 100 being the most trusting, right? Where are you on that scale? Are you, you know, 50% trusting? Are you 80% trusting? Are you closer to 90 or even 95% trusting? And if you were at 100% or even 99% trusting, what would that feel like? And so you can just check your body. Your body is your greatest indicator, because, you know, your friends and family, they can give you feedback, and if it doesn't really register in your body as being true, then it's not true for you in that moment. Now, it doesn't mean that it doesn't have some grain of truth that they might say that you might, you could be in denial. And you could say, you know, you could feel this huge resistance and no, I'm not a negative person. I'm so happy and I'm so happy all the time. You know, you could be in denial. So it's really about really being honest with yourself, you know, with being tuned into your body. Because your body is the radio tower. It's the frequency that receives life and gives it back. And so it's like just listening to your body. Well, is there a tightness around my chest, or is there a sense of lightness, expansion in my chest? And that'll tell you basically how open your vibration is. You know, your manifesting vibration is an actual bioelectric frequency. It's just magnetic. It surrounds your body like an aura, and it's determined by your attitude and what you're focusing upon each moment. So if you have a really positive attitude, but you're resisting something negative, then it's gonna be blocked. Your manifesting vibration will be blocked, and whatever you want, it won't come your way so easily, right? And if you're just really open, so you have an open attitude, you're just open to the universe, and all of a sudden you put your energy into focusing in a positive direction on what you want, you just open yourself up to feeling that positivity, that feeling like, yes, it's possible, yes, it's coming my way, and you're excited about it, and like, woohoo! You know, all of a sudden, the universe gets this big wake-up call saying, hey, this person's ready to create something new. They're ready to receive something new. Because you're sending that out as a frequency.
Right.
Okay, so yeah, just listen to your body.
Right. Yeah, that kind of openness and also release a lot of resistance, and you know, it also helps with this attachment issue. You know, a lot of times people send a goal or intention, they want to manifest certain things into their life, and this attachment is just so challenging. You know, like it's almost like we look at it, oh, why it's not coming yet, and then it might be disappointed. So how can we solve this, you know, this attachment issue, like really help us to detach from things we want? Like, you know, on the one hand, we really want to manifest things, but on the other hand, we don't necessarily see the result right away. So, you know, of course, we'll have some kind of pressure or, you know, some unsettled feelings. So when those emotions come in, how can we still keep calm and detached from, you know, the goal or intention we set up?
Yeah, so there's many techniques you can do, and one of them is just to locate the saboteur. that we all have a saboteur in our mind, or many saboteurs, that are these negative gremlin voices that say, you know, you're not worthy, you're not able, you know, you can't do it. Okay, and so it creates the negative feeling, right? And so that negative feeling is why we get attached to what we want. We don't actually feel the thing that we want wants us as well. And so we have to get attached to it. We have to come from a place of fear, because attachment really is a fear-based experience. We're afraid that it's not going to come our way, and so we need to try harder. We need to get more and more possessive or attached to that desire. So, you know, it's basically a lack of trust, right? If you can open your trust valve up a little bit higher, open your heart. You know, if there was a valve, you can adjust it and open it up to 100% trust, what would that feel like in your body? If you're at 100% trust, you're not going to be attached. Like, there's nothing to be attached to. And so when you dive deeper into the spiritual being that you are, because you are a spiritual being, even though you may not know it or realize it, you are an eternal spirit that's, you know, living in this body for a temporary time. And so when you realize the truth of who you really are, this divine spiritual energy, this consciousness, then you realize you're connected to everything in the universe and everyone. And so you're connected to the God source. And when you feel connected to the God source, there's nothing to be attached to. You're already connected to everything. You're already connected to your dream. You already can feel that your dream is coming your way. So there's no reason or rational understanding of why the mind or ego would want to attach itself. Okay? So attachment only happens in the ego. When the mind gets in the way and the ego says, you know what, I don't think this is going to happen. I'm afraid it's not going to happen. So I need to really get emotionally possessive here. Right? I need to work harder. I need to focus and get more intense. It doesn't trust relaxation. It doesn't trust the energy of trust. If you just relax in the feeling of trusting that everything is unfolding exactly as it should and all your desires are coming your way, they will. They absolutely will. But you have to work at letting go. It's a process. And that's why we're here, is we're letting go. This is a big release playground. We're releasing so many old lifetimes and lifetimes of being attached to thoughts and feelings and fears. It's huge. I mean, it's the biggest thing, really, is learning how to let go of attachment. Because there's emotions, there's fears that are at the core or near the core. If you actually just sink down low enough to the very, very core of your being, you realize there's nothing there. There's just pure awareness. There's just you being aware of the entire universe rotating around. You know, you on this ball of earth, you know, flying around the sun. I mean, it's very effortless, this life. And yet to get to that effortless place, yeah, we do need to struggle. We need to experience this attachment. And so it's about a totality of giving yourself over to it. You know, and the only way we can really allow ourselves to feel the depth of that attachment, the grunge of it, is because we can trust. We trust that we will move through it and get to the other side. So it really does come down to knowing your spiritual nature. It's a spiritual adventure, this life. And if you forget that at any moment, you're going to suffer. And if you're experiencing any suffering or blocks or frustration, it's because you forgot that you're a spiritual being with unlimited power and creativity and intelligence at your service. The genie is in the bottle and right here in your hand, and you've got a billion wishes. What are you going to do with this time, this energy? Right? And okay. if you are attached, be attached in that moment. Be fully attached. And then you can be fully in a place of letting go. It's the totality of each experience. If you can't fully allow yourself to be attached, then you can't fully let go. There's just a partial let go. So it's really about how willing are you to devote yourself to this experience of your life right now. Whatever's showing up, and the universe is very intelligent. It's going to give you the exact experience that you're needing to have. And it doesn't make mistakes. It can't.
Right.
It knows you too intimately.
Right. I think it's very important to actually embrace the whole spectrum of emotions, you know, whether it's like, whether it's called positive or negative. Once we are open to anything happen to us, we just, you know, accept the fact as a fact that whatever we want will to manifest in our life, it's somewhere. And the moment we release those resistance, it's almost like, you know, we all have experiences like we're looking all over our purse trying to find a car key or something, and you just couldn't find it, but deep down you know the key is somewhere in your purse, and then the moment you stop searching, boom, you found it, right? Manifestation sometimes works just like that. So, Jeffrey, you are so passionate sharing, you know, the deepest of truth of what really manifestation is with us. And then you put together this amazing program called the Super Manifesting Package. Could you take a few minutes to walk us through this program and share with us how this program can help us become a super manifester?
Yes, absolutely. There's 12 manifesting meditations that are in the program, and they deal with everything in your life that has to do with health, to your money, to your relationships, to accessing a spiritual experience, okay? It's about learning how to become the unlimited being that you truly are. There's a powerful meditation that they're all guided meditations. One's called the Blue Room Manifesting Meditation, where you actually go into this powerful blue room that is it's like a vortex of energy that allows you to facilitate a faster, easier manifestation here on Earth, okay? And so there's 12 of these meditations that are, they're sort of like springboards that will catapult your energy every day into the next frequency, to a higher frequency. Okay, they help you to unravel yourself, to tune up your vibration, to encourage that part of you that is maybe not so clear about what you want to manifest. It helps you to find that clarity. Okay, and then there's the Manifesting Manual, which is a 257-page book, which has everything you need to know about manifesting, how to deal with blocks, how to deal with relationship issues, how to deal with the secrets to manifesting. What is the science behind it? I mean, everything you need to know is in that manual. And it's very inspirational. It's just reading it, you'll raise your vibration, okay? And you'll also get the Enlightened Manifestor ebook. There's a lot of bonuses, okay, which is part of the package that will open your vibration. There's an affirmation package to help you to think positive thoughts, because positive thoughts are a very essential part of manifesting. If we just think negative thoughts all the time, then we're just going to get negative results, okay? So it's about how to turn the mind around in that positive direction. There's a quiet mind meditation, how to quiet the mind so that you can direct your thoughts in a positive, enlightening direction. Okay, there's a love mantra manifesting meditation. There's there's a 12-day money manifesting e-course. Okay, there's how to awaken this spiritual power inside of you. Okay, so there's all sorts of different parts of this program that are there to enlighten. Now, the backbone of the program is the 90-day manifesting routine, which are a set of these 8 habits that awaken this divine manifesting experience. There's the financial reprogramming. There's learning about the highest octane foods, how to create the spiritual connection, the social inspiration. There's an emotional healing aspect to finding freedom within the emotional aspect. There's a sensual and sexual aspect that we need to explore to raise our vibration as well. And we also need to detox and purify our system if we are to raise the frequency to the highest level. Okay? And there's also a place of learning how to manifest while you're asleep, so putting that intention into your dreams so that you are living this new reality as you're dreaming it, okay, through a lucid dreaming system. So there's so many different facets to this program that it's, you know, we have a money-back guarantee with it, that if you don't manifest your dreams in 90 days, then we'll give your money back. Okay, if you do the program, you have to do the program to qualify for the refund, right?
Right.
Because we want you to move forward. We want you to learn how to manifest. We want you to move through your blocks. And so that's what this is about. It's about empowering you. And so, you know, and it's amazing what can happen in 90 days or less. I mean, I've seen people that they do the program, the routine for 3 days. And all of a sudden they email me and say, oh my gosh, I can't believe that this my dream mate just showed up. It took a few days. And it's just because they just had to let go of one little block. They worked so hard at it and they just had one little block they need to shift. You know, and there's some people, they have so much resistance, so much of this negativity that it may take them a little longer. You know, but we found that it only takes between 21 to 45 days for the deepest, darkest, heaviest block to be removed. Okay, and so we give you 90 days. So it's guaranteed that you are going to see huge shifts, huge results, whatever it is that you want when you do the work. Now, if you just read it and disbelieve it and don't apply the exercise, the manifesting technique, the manifesting meditations, then you know, it's kind of like you're not really digging for the oil. You're just sort of, you know, sitting there praying for the oil to come up out of the ground, right? It's about really doing the work and digging inside yourself and shifting your vibration, you know, and learning how to deal with those negative thoughts, how to move through those gremlins. And that's what the program deals with, okay? And it's powerful. I mean, just read some of the testimonials. I think they'll surprise you. About
right.
What people have manifested, it definitely surprised me.
You know, I think sometimes, you know, people, they purchase a lot of program and they claim that nothing works for them. It's, you know, one of the most important thing they've done was that they probably, you know, they all fired up, decided to use this program, they purchased it, they, you know, for the first couple of days, they really, you know, have a commitment to it. And then for, you know, maybe after a while, they don't see the result right away. They just give up. So and that's the moment you might want to really ask yourself, be like 100% honest with yourself, like how much you really, really, really want to manifest that very thing into your life. Because if you really, really want to manifest that, then doesn't matter how long it takes, you are going to commit to it. And, you know, like you said, between 21 to 45 days, so many people already create this transformation and create a miracle in their life. If other people could do it, so can you. So I definitely, you know, encourage people, you know, set an intention before you use this program and really just commit to it, you know, it doesn't matter what happens, you're just going to apply all the technique that Jeffrey put all these years hard work into and really absorb those concepts and incorporate them into your daily life, and you are going to create a miracle just like everybody else. And, you know, this retail price for this program is actually $355, but just for our listeners who's tuning into this call, it's only $97. And a way to get this special offer and bonus gift is by going to creatingyourdreamlife.com/Jeffrey. It's spelled J-A-F-R-E-E. Or you can click on the special offer button. It appears on the webcast page if you're listening via the webcast. So, Jeffrey, what would be, you know, you've been giving us so many amazing, you know, the truth about manifestation. And, you know, what could be the most important idea you want the audience to take away with them today?
I would say just take the risk to take a step in a new direction, step into the unknown, okay? Just jump off the cliff and trust that you've got a parachute on your back. and or maybe it's a hang glider, and you're going to sail into a whole new land that you've never been before. And it's a new paradise, okay? But it's about taking that step off of this cliff into the unknown and just taking the risk to be real with yourself and saying, you know, is my life exactly the most amazing life that I could ever want or imagine? Or perhaps should I use a few tools or shifts to help me to make a minor adjustment in a new direction? And if that's the case, you know, take that step into the unknown, because the unknown is where your dream life exists, and you can create it. That's what you're here to do.
That is so true, because the moment you jump over the cliff, you realize that you can actually fly. You know, you have the wings already. It's been waiting for you to use it. So definitely, you know, all these informations, you want to listen to the replay and really understand all these concepts that Jeffrey has taught us. And always, always apply to those techniques into your daily life. Become your lifestyle, and that way you could manifest things with ease and peace. So thank you so much, Jeffrey, for such a generous offer. For everyone who's listening to our call today, you can find the details of this special offer at creatingyourdreamlife.com/Jeffrey. It's spelled J-A-F-R-E-E. So thank you so much, Jeffrey. We definitely look forward to having you back on the call. It's been amazing. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you, and goodbye, everyone.